Radio.
Acting in Good Conscience. An interview with Lauren Langrell in the lead up to the World Congress of Families in Sydney.
Now, of course, you'll be speaking at the World Congress of Families about your experience with acting, I believe. I guess anecdotally, there's a story at the end of the book, Style, Sex and Substance, about a couple whose child did want to pursue an acting career. However, the parents talked them out of it because they believed that that industry, the morals there, didn't really parallel very well the morals that they were trying to teach their child, to which the author thought was very unfortunate. Can you give a few comments about that? Has that really been your experience? Were you supported by your parents? And what do you see as being the role of a Catholic in the industry of acting, filmmaking, theatre, etc.?
Yeah, sure. Well, growing up, I've always had like a passion for acting. And my parents have always been really supportive in that sense that they've always encouraged us to pursue whatever dreams that we have. And the thing is... when whatever kind of field we go into, there's always going to be conflicts or people that are going to disagree with our values and our beliefs. But that's no way of actually shying away from it, because we're told to be against the grain and to be leaders so that people can aspire to and look towards the truth. So, so once, I guess my parents, it's been such a blessing that they've been supportive in that sense that it's encouraged me and given me a greater desire to pursue acting because of the values that are being portrayed through films and television. Because, you know, they have such an ability to empower and influence and enlighten individuals. And so in that sense, to be able to have that effect on society, we really need to be able to be in the world and to use those means to spread the message of what is good, true, and beautiful. And so I think, you know, we're all called to use our gifts and to spread the message of, you know, building a culture of love and life through whatever our gifts are, and to use those means. And so in my circumstance, I want to use acting for a greater cause in, you know, being in films that reflect values that are most important to people's lives. You know, not just values that are specifically to Catholics, but universal ones like promoting marriage and family, you know, all these values that all people relate to. And so in that sense, I kind of encourage people, whatever field that they're trying to pursue, to remain firm in their values and to not let the culture sway their beliefs, because we kind of need to be like a light to the world, you know? So, yeah, it's been really good in that sense that my parents have pushed me to really pursue that career in acting, because, you know, we need Catholics in all fields, you know, to spread that message of love and life.
Are you able to relate to your own experience here? Has there ever been a time where either a role that you've been offered or taken, or people that you've had to work with, you don't need to incriminate anyone, have had in terms of their morals, I guess, run up against your own morals or put you in a position that you felt to be uncomfortable with regards to your faith or anything like that? Have you had that kind of experience, and what have you learned from that?
Yeah, okay, sure. I've definitely... I've got some few funny experiences. Because I've been almost like grown up in like a bit of a Catholic bubble. So all the acting that I've studied has always been in like a Catholic context or in like an environment that very much supports my values and beliefs, because I went to a Catholic school, studied drama there. Now I go to the University of Notre Dame and I study a Bachelor of Theology in Theatre Studies. So I've kind of been surrounded by people with the same values, and it's never really been in conflict with, you know, with acting. Anyways, I had the privilege of going to the New York Film Academy in New York City in 2011, and that's when I really got a glimpse of the film industry. I guess I wasn't really prepared for what was to come, just all the funny experiences I had. I remember I got there and I was really hopeful for like getting a film offer for being in New York. I was like, oh, this is fantastic. Maybe I can get like a film offer. So I did an audition and I got a call back. And I remember one of the director was like, "Hi, I really liked your audition. You were fantastic. We'd love to have you as the lead girl in our upcoming film." And I was like, "Oh my gosh." And I tried to act really like, really professional. I was like, "Yeah, let me check my schedule. I'll try and slot that in." And I asked her, I was like, "Oh, what's the storyline?" And she was like, "Look, the storyline is pretty much, you're this young girl and your dad just goes out of the house for a moment and your boyfriend comes over. And you guys pretty much make out, strip, and then your dad comes in, he sees you two on the bed together, and then he shoots your boyfriend dead." And I was like, wow. Yeah, totally. And so in that sense, it made me realize, what am I doing this acting for? Do I want to participate in kind of those films that portray those kind of messages? Like, do I want to do that? And I replied back to her and I was like, "Look, I feel really privileged that you've called me for this, but I just feel really uncomfortable performing in that kind of storyline, in that scenario." And she was like, "Okay, that's all right." She was like, "I wouldn't do it either." And I was like, it was just a funny reaction to get from that as well. And I also got another film offer where I thought was Providence. I was praying for another film offer. I was like, "God, before I go back to Australia, please help me just get one more film." And this girl runs out of the, after one day of study at the New York Film Academy, she ran up to me and she was like, "Oh my gosh, I've been looking for a blonde-headed, blue-eyed girl who looks 16. She's like, "Are you free for my film? I'd love to be you to be the principal character." And I was like, "Thank you, God." And I was like, "Great, that's awesome. What's the storyline?" And she's like, "Well, it's this storyline about this, you know, this old lady and how she reflects back on her past and how her past has shaped her." And I was like, "Oh, that is so beautiful." I was like, "That's so refreshing." And I was like, "What's my part?" And she's like, "A rape scene." And I was like, "Oh, great, fantastic." So again, it was just like I had all these experiences of these film offers where it was just these scenes that didn't really correlate with what I wanted to reflect or messages that I wanted to give out to people if they watch these films, because it has such a capacity to, you know, form people's minds and values from what they see. And so in that sense, I was really glad, even though I was really upset that I had to say no, in the sense I didn't get any experience, but I was glad that I had those occasions because it helped me to really realize why I am pursuing acting, and to as well, it gave me the courage to realize I'm not going to compromise what I believe in order to get some sort of success in an acting career. You know, I felt like almost they were like a test to really see why I was pursuing this career. So I was really thankful for those moments. It was quite confronting in the sense, but I know that all the films that are being, are shown in our culture are very much in conflict with what we believe. And so I know that that was just kind of like a glimpse of what is to come in that film industry. And so even though it was confronting because it was the first time I was out of that Catholic context, it kind of gave me like a greater desire to use acting to kind of transform our present culture through, you know, just generating better films and, films that can portray values and uplift the culture. So even though I went through those struggles, I'm really grateful for that. And I'm not going to kind of pursue it for success, because I think it's a greater thing to see that you have the ability to change people's hearts through your work, rather than receive an income or get success from it. So,
just on that note, where are you looking to head in the future?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm hoping obviously to pursue a career in acting, but there are some fantastic, film companies in the States which are really have that same mission. Like, for instance, Eduardo Verástegui, he is pretty much the reason why I'm doing acting. When I was in high school, I watched an interview with him on EWTN in which he spoke of his call to be a missionary in the film industry by participating and producing films that not only entertain people, but also to enlighten them, empower them, and kind of show them the truth. So he's set up his own film company, Metanoia, and there's also other fantastic film companies such as Empower Pictures, and other film companies that are really, that's their mission, is to produce better films that help society and transform the culture. So I'm hoping to, in the future, be able to work with alongside people like that. But as well, it's always been my childhood dream to be in acting. So whether that's to, as well, just, I think I graduate this semester. So I'd really just love to continue to work as an actress to get, you know, jobs, because it's not only about reaching those values out to the people who are watching films and or whether that be theatre, but it's also the people involved in that industry that I think are most, you know, thirsting for the truth. So it's really about getting into the core of that industry and trying to rejuvenate it and transform it. But yeah, I guess my dream would be to work with those kind of film companies like Eduardo Verástegui has and Empower Pictures and things like that. So yeah.
So I guess what advice would you have for a young aspiring actor as you were in high school when you saw that interview with Eduardo?
So for advice, I would firstly encourage them to not be afraid, to stand up for their values and their beliefs and to remain firm in that, despite, you know, whether that be you lose work from it as well. Like, I guess a lot of the time I've had to let down opportunities, but it makes me so much happier to know that I've held on to those values and beliefs, because, you know, you've got to look at the real reason why you're doing what you're doing. And so I would really encourage, you know, young aspiring actors and actresses to focus on why they're doing this, and to always keep that focus, like, and that goal on the front of their mind, because that will determine their choices in what they act and what they do. Particularly as well, an important one is knowing where to draw the line. It's very hard in a lot of acting jobs when it comes to, you have to really discern it each time, you know, whether you're going to take on the job and what kind of things you're going to have to commit to. Like, try and see, always to have a line where you won't cross, you know, or have it that kind of determined. Also, what advice could I give? As well, I would encourage them to be around other artists that have the same kind of goal, and to always be networking with people who have the same values and have the same beliefs and also want to go through into this culture and transform it, whether that be in the film and the media, because it's so important to have people with the same values and the same kind of goal and mind frame to encourage you and to help you in this film industry, or whether that be the theatre.
All right, well, it sounds like you've really got a good head on your shoulders here, and that you are really looking to either make a difference in the film industry, or even more so, make a difference in people's lives who are watching film, who are viewing theatre. Because I guess, yeah, someone like you can be a real light in what may seem like, you know, a bit of darkness in our current society. So yeah, just thank you for that, first of all. And yeah, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
That was Lauren Langrell with Acting in Good Conscience. And for more interviews, talks and shows, visit cradio.org.au.